Everything's Controlled by the Brain is Doc Dower from a CD called The Body Rocks. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we are talking with Ingrid Lane and Nick Acey, and they are from the Mind Research Network at the University of New Mexico. They're brain scientists. The kids have lots more questions, including Isaac.
How do you study the brain?
Well, that's part of what we do at Mind Research Network. We use methods called neuroimaging. So we use these machines. One is called MEG, magnetoencephalography. So we study the magnetic activity that's in your brain. There's synapses in your brain. And when we put a bunch of synapses together, they make kind of a magnetic...
Wait, what's a synapse?
So a synapse is the way that the brain is able to communicate. One part of it is the synaptic cleft, and it's how neurons are passed back and forth.
So are these very, very tiny inside the structure of the brain?
Yes.
And you're saying that they create a magnet, like a magnetic field?
The electrical movement in there creates that magnetic force that we can then measure.
So you're saying all the brain's work that it's doing inside our heads is actually controlled by some kind of electricity that's happening inside of our bodies?
It's electrical and chemical is what it kind of comes down to. So you might have heard of like dopamine neurons and glutamate. So those are all of the different ways that the brain is communicating.
So the brain is sort of seeped in these chemicals that allow for electricity to work through those chemicals? Is that kind of how it works?
Yes. And a lot of our work has to do with looking at the electrical signals, looking at the magnetic results of these electrical signals. And magnetoencephalography is that study. We can actually look at brain waves. Your brain makes waves kind of like music almost.
And we're doing a study right now, and we're going to do fMRI, which looks at how the oxygen levels move in your brain. So what parts of your brain are being used at one time, and then MEG. We're looking at how the brain develops normally. So we happen to be looking for the ages 6 to 8 and 11 to 13. And we'll be following kids for 5 years, and we get to play fun games. And we do that under these machines to see how your brain is working.
So you're leaving me with a question. When you're looking at these scans of people's brains, and I'm taking it, you're looking at them live while they're doing something. So if you had one of these scan things on my head right now, you'd be seeing certain things on your computer light up because I'm talking, because I'm moving my hands and gesturing as I talk. So you would be able to see all this because all of that is being controlled by electromagnetic energy inside my brain that you can pick up with your scanning devices.
Yes. So we often process all of that data after, because it's hard to look at all of those numbers at that time.
Well, sure, because isn't the brain also controlling things like our hearts and our breathing? And it's doing all of these things that we're not even thinking about. That's all being controlled by the brain, right?
And that's one of the issues we have when we're doing these studies, is we have to figure out both what movement in the brain is that part that's controlling eye blinks or heartbeats. So we put electrodes on to make sure that we can clean up the data that comes out. So the sound of the heartbeat or the sound of the eye blink, we're able to kind of clear that out.
That's Ingrid Lane. She's from the Mind Research Network at the University of New Mexico, along with Nick Acey. And we're learning about how our brains work, develop, and get studied. There's a lot more to learn with us, but first, this is Tom Chapin.
You got fingers to snap, two hands to clap, 10 toes to tap, but your brain is where you think a thought. You got legs to walk,
left, right,
a tongue to talk,
blah, 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 blah.
You can walk and squawk,
uh-huh,
but your brain is where you think a thought. You got a mouth to drink, 2 eyes to blink, 1 place to think,
oh,
and your brain is where you think a thought. You got ears to hear.
What?
Whoever's near.
Who?
Still it's very clear.
Yes, sir.
That your brain is where you think a thought. It's like a picture there. It's underneath your hair. It's where you think. And thinking happens quick. It's like a magic trick. It's like Shazam.
What do you think? What do you think? Of all? What do you think? Think of all?
Every day you grow. There's new stuff to know. New thoughts that flow in your brain when you think a thought. If you think it through, it might occur to you that I'm thinking too. My brain is where I think a thought. It's like a picture there. It's underneath your hair. It's where you think. And thinking happens quick. It's like a magic trick. It's like Shazam. So go on and think,
oh.
And if we think in sync,
oh. Oh.
We'll form a link,
cool.
To the thoughts up in our brains. We got a nose to smell, we got a story to tell,
blah, 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 blah.
Now we know darn well,
yes, sir.
But our brain is where we think a thought, our brain is where we think a thought, our brain is where we think a
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're learning about the brain, though a thing that's inside our head. With us are Nick Acey and Ingrid Lane from the Mind Research Network at the University of New Mexico.
So if our brains are all very similar and they're made up of like the same different kind of things, then what makes us different from each other?
There's so many different ways that the brain is wired up that any sort of change will change who you are. It's like a fingerprint of who we are. None of us have the same brain, and that's what makes us unique and special. There's just so many different ways that it can be put together that no two people are going to be alike. Even if you have an identical twin, you're going to be different people.
And part of that is also the connections in the brain. Let's say you start a new habit, like you try running every day, or you try learning the piano. It's going to be harder at first, but then it gets easier and easier. And part of that is because those pathways in your brain that are helping you do that thing are going to get stronger and stronger.
Can that happen all through your life, like even past childhood? We can't change our brains after adolescence, or can we change them our whole lives?
You can change them after adolescence, but adolescence is the best time to start doing things like playing the piano or learning a new language, because your brain is changing so much that those pathways are much easier to create.
But neuroscientists did used to think that it was harder for the brain to develop as we were older, and now we've found that that's not true. So neuroplasticity is a fancy word that we used to say the brain is really good at developing those new connections, and that continues through our whole life. That never stops.
And there are a few times in our lives that are most important for neuroplasticity. When we're first born, during adolescence, and then in early to mid-adulthood are where a lot of these changes come together most profoundly.
We have a studio dog here. Actually, there's two. And when you guys pet the studio dog, can you tell me how you feel?
When I pet Lucky, I feel really nice and like, I feel like cozy.
So when Isaac talks about feeling good petting the dog, what's happening there?
Well, one thing that we know is that the heart rate often can be reduced. So you'll feel calm because your body is kind of relaxing. And some of those parts of your brain that, like the amygdala, is the part of the brain that activates when we're afraid. We call it the reptilian brain. So that's a part of the brain where you might fight, or you might fight or flight is the phrase. So that part of your brain might be calming down, and you're not using that as much, and you're relaxing, and your heartbeat is going down.
What is the difference between a dog brain and a human brain?
So our brains are more complex. And we were talking earlier about how rats' brains are really smooth when you look at them. Often, our brains have more of those grooves more of those folds than animal brains.
Are there any animals who have more complex brains than we do?
There are animals that have larger brains than we do, but we are really the top of the chain as far as complexity goes in the brain when it comes to processing the world around us.
Do we really know? Like, we've never done a functional magnetic, we've never done an fMEG on a whale, for example. So do we really know that they aren't, like, doing calculus in their brains?
Well, they do have really complex social structures, like whales and dolphins. So there's, and I think octopus also, we have indication that they're actually quite intelligent. And it would be very hard to get them in machines to look at their brains. But we have been able to dissect some of those brains.
And we know that they have lots of folds and they're really complicated because of all the folds and stuff. Is that right?
Yes. But again, not doing some of the same things that human brains are able to do.
Well, if you don't mind, we're talking about the brain right here on the Children's Hour. And we've had with us on the show today, Nick Acey and Ingrid Lane. They are from the Mind Research Network at the University of New Mexico. If you want to learn more about your brain or their studies, you can go to mrn.org. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find a learning guide for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for the brain.
Here's something that you might find pretty cool. Your brain is an awesome and amazing tool. You don't have to be a child prodigy to increase the use of your memory. Check out the power of a clear visual. Makes it a whole lot easier for you to recall. It'll surprise you to pick this up pretty quick. You can't go wrong with your mind on mnemonic. Never draw a blank, it's as good as in the bank. Take an imaginary tour, spread your mental wings and soar. Build the anticipation, having fun with your imagination. If you create images that are so vivid, it's just like making a movie in your head. You'll see this is true, and if so inclined, at any given moment you can always hit rewind. Never draw a blank, it's as good as in the bank. Take an imaginary tour, spread your mental wings and soar. Build the anticipation, having fun with your imagination. Now you can present at a relaxing pace, 'cause all of your ideas are in the right place. This makes it sweet for you and me. And the best thing is that it's absolutely free.
Othello holds the cello, but Bob pulls the bow. And Yuba plays the tuba, but plays it very slow. Luciano plays piano, and Doug plays the jug. And Warren plays the French horn, we're lying on the rug. In my head, there's a band that is playing. In my head, in my head, in my head, there's a band that is playing. In my head, Manuela plays vihuela, Zoot plays a flute, while Sally's playing glockenspiel in her birthday suit. Myrna plays the zerna, and Chase plays the bass. While Lizzie plays the dizzy, and she plays it with her face. In my head, there's a band that is playing. In my head, there's a band that
my head. There's Ocarina, Tina, guitar on one, harpsichord and Gordon and Helicon John. Hurdy Gurdy Birdie is a monkey who is dirty, and fresh out of jail is Ukulele Bailey. Ramona plays trombone and also the shofar. There's a dude playing the oud and another one on guitar. There's Deuce and Goni Tony and Mellophone Joan. The piccolo player just fell in the sousaphone. In my head, in my head, there's a band that is playing in my head. In my head, in my head, there's a band that is playing. The donkeys always braying. There's a band that is playing in my head.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. The Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico hosts our recording sessions. Thank you, Outpost. Many thanks to New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts for their support of the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is grateful to the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund for their support.